Today's learning is dedicated to Zecher Nishmas Kreindl Batch of Shal Nata. May the learning be a chus for Neshama, sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Almendorf. And we are up to Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. We are up to the Gemara of Achaz. They mal imano as Achaz, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17th line from the top. Mal imano as Achaz. Why didn't Achaz get counted? The Gemara before asked about Yayakim, and Rabbi Bar Mori didn't know. Now the Gemara is asking about Achaz. Amar Abirmi Bar Abba, Meshemutu Meshne Tzadikim. Because he was between two righteous people. His father and his son were both Tzadikim. And Yayzim Lechazkiyo. So therefore, they saved him. Now, one of two ways. Either they saved him from losing his Olam Haba, or he didn't get mentioned because of their Zchus. That was mentioned that yesterday. I think Avram Kohn mentioned it, that on the bottom it says that it wasn't get mentioned, not that he didn't lose his Olam Haba. This seems to be a Machlokes Halacha in the Gemara. Trying to be, there's any Rashi. Yes, Rashi, Shemutu, towards the end of the first column. The other Yaisam, Uvinoi Chizkiya. His father was Yaisam, and his son was Chizkiya. Shemutu, Meshne Tzadikim, and Yaisam, Chizkiya. Reitav Amar, Mepnei Shehoi Loi Boishas Panam Yishaya. Reitav says, because he showed embarrassment. He felt guilty and embarrassed when he met Yishaya because of what he had done. And that chus of that embarrassment saved him. Either saved his Olam Haba or saved him from being listed. Shenemar, Yehem Hashem Yishaya, Tzeno Likras Achaz, go to greet Achaz. Ata you, Usher Yashuv, just want to make sure I pronounce that right. Hold a second. Usher Yashuv Benecha. And Shar Rashi says, the rest of Yisrael, who are your children and your students, Usher, and the rest of the people, which are Yashuv, who returned, who did tshuva, Benecha, and they became like your children, which means your students, Elktsei Talas Ta'olas HaBrecha, to the end of the, now Brecha is obviously a place they used to wash clothing, I don't know, a place, a water source. What does he translate to Ta'olas HaBrecha?
It's a pool.
Conduit of the upper pool. Conduit of the upper pool. A Mestilas Stei Kaives, to the path of the field where they wash their clothing. My kaives. I don't know what's bothering the Gemara exactly, but I guess the Gemara's problem is that it just should have said to the path of the field. Why did it have to identify what they did in the field? I guess. Ikad Ami the Kashvinu La'ape V'cholov. The kaives is the lotion of kaivesh. He hit his face. Achaz, when Yishaya came, hit his face out of embarrassment. And therefore the field was called today Kaives. If he could call up and he passed by, meaning he went away, he didn't want Yishaya to confront him. Ika the army, Ukhlu the Katsri, Sakha Varesha Vakalov. Now Ukhlu the Katsri is a certain keli that the laundry people used to have, that have holes in it, that they sprinkle water on their clothing. They fill it up with water, they keep their finger on the top hole. When they remove the finger of the top hole, the water comes out through the bottom holes and goes on the clothing. That is called an ukhlu the katri. Katri are laundry people. Sakha paresha means he put it on his head. Sakha means he, what did he say, sakha?
He put it on his head and turned away.
Okay, well, that's sakha. Well, sakha usually means more than port, but anyway. Sakha paresha, he put it on his head, v'chalav, and he turned away. So basically, he showed embarrassment, saved him. Rashi, shemut shar misol sheshavu liyaz benecha v'tamidecha. They return to be your students and children. Those who come back to your house, which is your tamidim, those who didn't sin, and those who did tshuva from their sins, tamidoi, his students. My kaivesh, he was embarrassed because of Yishaya, kaivesh, kamei kaivesh, Echud the Katsri, Sakha Vareshe, Kli Menukim Shal Kaivsim, a keli with holes made up of the laundromat. Shemzalpim by Mayim Al Begadim, that they sprinkle water on the clothing. Basically, Hapalachas Areshe, put it on his head. Lishnakiru Yishaya Shem Yishbayashim Menu. Yishaya should not know him, who was embarrassed. That's the Gemara Vayter.
This is an interesting
Right, I saw that. That it's a type of error, not a decision of error. That's the Gemara about. Mimali Manu was Amun. What saved Amun? Mekvaydish Yeshiyahu, his son. His son was a big tzaddik, right? Yeshiyahu ben Amun, Rashi says, and therefore it saved him. In fact, the Gemara, Menashe Namili Nimnit Mekvaydish Yeshiyahu. So why doesn't Menashe get saved by his father Yeshiyahu? If Yeshiyahu is listed from being is saved from being listed again, we don't know what that means. Saved, listed, or being punished this way. Either way, Yeshiyahu saves his father. So why can't Yeshiyahu save his son? So the Gemara brought Mezaka Abba, Abba le Mezaka Bra. The Chsiv Eimi Yadi Matzul. There's no way to save for me. Ein Avram Matzul is Yishmo. Avram cannot save Yishmo. Ben Yitzchak Matzul is Esav. Fathers cannot save their sons. Sons can save their fathers. And the Rashba gives a very interesting explanation of this. First of all, there's contradictions. It says elsewhere that sons do benefit from the tzchus of their father. And here it says sons don't benefit from the tzchus of their father. And the Rashba answers that in Olam Hazeh, sons can benefit from the tzchus of their father. In Olam Haba, sons cannot benefit from the tzchus of the father. But in Olam Haba, fathers can benefit from the tzchus of their sons, and the reason is very simple. The ability of the son to do Ratzon Hashem is because he was brought into this world by the father. Plus the fact, the Rashba says, if the father had anything to do with him going in the right way, then the father can reap the reward that he was instrumental in getting his son to go in the right way. So therefore, bra mezaka abba. A bra can be mezaka the father. I once heard from Rav Klevsky, Zichrono Livracha, when he said a hesped on Rabbi Bernstein's father. At the Levaya, he said that a bra is called kara d'avua. Kara is usually used for the term of the leg, the knee. Because it shat is, a knee is the one that makes the son sit down and get up. Person gets up and down by the movement of his knee. Bra kara d'avua is the ability to lift his father or lower his father by his actions. Bra kara d'avua, that's what he said. So that's bra mezaka abba. Now the question they ask is from Avshalom. Tysus and Saita asked the question, how could David HaMelech save Avshalom? The Gemara says he said Avshalom seven times, b'ni seven times, and he took him out of Gehenna and he brought him to Gan Eden. And the question is, Shiloh, what the seventh one is, he moved the head to the body or he moved to Gan Eden, whatever way it is, what? Eight times. Seven times out of Shiva Maturi Gehenna, and the eighth time was either he moved the head to the body or he brought him to Gan Eden. Question is, what happened to Abba Lim and Zaka Bra? So Taisa says a number of Terutzim. The one that I remember is that through Tefillah is different. Abba Lim and Zaka Bra by his actions. But if he davens for his son, a special Tefillah, the father for the son, can help his kid posthumously. That is what Taisa says. That's the Gemara Vayter. Hashtad Asis Lahachi, now that you have said that sons can save the father, Achaz Nami Layimni Mishum Kvayda Shechizkiyo. You don't have to say Achaz was between two tzaddikim. You can say his son by himself saved them. You don't need the father in this area. Rashi, Chizkiyo Avi Menashe Bra Mezak Abi Yishayo Mezak Abin Aviv. But like Chizkiyo Menashe Benoi, Chizkiyo cannot save his son. Dachsiv Eim Yadi Matzo, Shinim Lebagoda, and Nagara to Vidarshan, Eina Bra Matzo. You don't have to say by Achaz, by the other one we said he's between two tzaddikim. You don't need both tzaddikim there either. But more than that, you don't have to say because Achaz was embarrassed because of the honor of Chizkiyo. Again, Rashi says, we didn't count him.
So usually when you learn, is that embarrassment? That makes sense.
It depends how you learn. If you learn the Pshat, he's not listed, but he lost his Olam Haba anyway. So then, Kvayda Shechizkiyo is he's not listed. If you learn the Chizkiyo saves him, that's Bra Mezak Abba. There's a concept of Bra Mezak Abba. You know, children say Kaddish for the father. Kaddish gets them Olam Haba. Kaddish gets them the Gan Eden. There's a Medrash that says about Rav Kiva that taught his son to say Kaddish, and as soon as he taught him how to say Baruch Hu, took him out of Gehenna, he taught him how to say Kaddish, they put him into Gan Eden. It's a huge thing. When they, Kiddush Shem Shemayim is called l'schus somebody, is done l'schus somebody, it's a huge schus. That's the Gemara Vayitim Neymar Lo'imonu Es Yoyokim. You know, by the way, as an aside, and really I shouldn't even say this now because it's not really Negeya, when people ask somebody else to say Kaddish for somebody, see, the real Kaddish should be said by a son, because that's Brahma Zach Abba. Because the son is here because of the father, therefore his Kaddish can do wonders for the person that passed away. However, if the son can't say Kaddish and it's said by someone else, Paiskim say that the main schus is if it's tzedakah is paid for it. If it's not paid for, if tzedakah is not given for it, so then it's not doesn't have the same impact. When a son says it, then the son has an impact because it's Brah Mazak Abba. But when someone else saying Kaddish, if it's not done for a payment, which goes to Dukkah or, you know, to help somebody, then it's not the same power. Because it's discussed that Dukkah is being given Le'ilu Nishmasai for the Kaddish to be said that empowers that Kaddish. That's what the Paiskim say. Saying Kaddish Stamazai without being paid, without Dukkah being given, and not being a son, is not as effective, not nearly as effective. Again, it has to do with the Kaddish being, I don't know how it works, but the Paiskim say it has to do with the Kaddish being said through Tzedakah being given. I know my Reshiva, Zechon Levracha, the Rebbetzin asked him before she was Nifter, what should she do for leave over for the Tevis Nishmasa? He said she should leave over money for somebody to say Kaddish for her. To pay someone to say Kaddish for her.
Everyone
needs it. Everyone benefits from it. See, we view Kaddish as taking the person out of Gehenna. The Paiskim all say that Kaddish enhances the Gan Eden as well. So everybody gains in the deal of Kaddish. Oh, I don't know. I have to look that up. I honestly didn't look it up this morning. I should have. But in Paiskim it's brought clearly that the main Kaddish is to be said by a son. Because that's the Brah Mazak Abba aspect. If it can't be said by a son, so then it seems in the Paiskim that money should be used to do it. Now, I don't remember clearly. If I remember correctly, it said the money should be given to Dukkah to have, but I'm not sure. I would have to look it up again. Right. Could be. It says clearly you should pay someone to say it. Not to be said for free. Could be, right. Not to be said for free, so it doesn't have the same impact. Right, that's what it seems like, yes. But I have to remember exactly how it works. I don't remember. Yes. It's brought down to pay the person that's saying it. Now, those organizations that take it and pay people to say it, it's the same thing. Yes.
So if one would really ask this to be set up in such a way, I mean, there's no real, I've never found a real allowance for two people to say God.
Okay, Rabbi, we aren't going there. We are not going to do this now. No way. In halacha, in the minute Klal Yisrael is halacha. I want to make that very clear. I am a very firm believer that Klal Yisrael does not do things wrong. And therefore, if Klal Yisrael is doing it, it's right, and it's based on halacha, and it's not. And we're not going to go down that track.
That's not where I'm going. The question is, one last instruction that one's children are not to say Kaddish at any place where someone else is saying Kaddish. How would one work the payment?
Then he shouldn't. That is not happening. It's not happening. The Shlaima Kluger left the Tzava that his kid should say Kaddish for him for 12 months. Because he said that the minute not to say Kaddish for 12 months is because the father, we don't want to say he's a Russia. Shlaima Kluger says, I know who I am. I would like my kids to say Kaddish for 12 months. That's what he read. I heard it from my Rishiva of Runeman and the other one. So they asked the Shaila. And the psak was they're not allowed to say for 12 months. Because the father is allowed to be mayuch when it's covered. But he can't be mayuch when it's b'zayin. To say it the 12th month is embarrassing. So to be mayuch when it's b'zayin, that he has no right to do. He can be mayuch when it's honor. But he can't be mayuch when it's somebody, he's telling his kid, embarrass me, that his kid can't do. So the psak was that they should not say Kaddish for 12 months. I'm just telling you what happened. This is the story. Yes. What? What about Kiskiyo? That he decided was Achos and Ibn Abed Zara. But Abba Shlomo Kluger was not. That is in a certain circumstance where his father was an open Ibn Abed Zara. You can't compare the two cases. It was a intentional Eved Avedizara. It's not a Kedusha Nishba, it's not a Pshagig, it's an intentional Eved Avedizara. One cannot compare the two. That's what I'm saying. It's totally not the same. Okay, so the Gemara Bait. Mali Manu is Yoyakim. Why didn't they count Yoyakim? Because he suffered another punishment that saved him from being listed. And what was the other punishment he posed, the punishment? We know it from Rav Chiya bar Avua. The Amar Rav Chiya bar Avua, Ksiv al Gugotu shel Yoakim. It was written on the skull of Yoakim. Zais v'oid acheres. This revenge will be done, and he'll still get another revenge. What was the story? That the Gemara is kena, the Rapreda Ashkel Gugotu, the Abakashadja Bishar Yushalayim. Rapreda's grandfather found a skull, like, laying in the gates of Yerushalayim. A skull was just sitting there. V'ksibba, and on the skull was written, Zayis v'ayit acheres. Kavra. So he buried the skull. V'la yikbara. And it didn't stay buried. He buried it, it came up. Kavra v'la yikbara. It is a Gemara in earlier Dante Beis, right? And the reason you had it and I didn't have it is because it happened while I was gone in the summer. Amar Gugolta Shul Yoakimi. So he said it's the skull of Yoakim. It'll be buried, the burial of a donkey. Sochov v'hashleich. What does sochov mean? Sochov v'hashleich, dragged and thrown. Amar Malkahu, he's a king. It's not correct, it's not proper to treat him in a bizarre fashion. The Karka Mishiroi, he wrapped it in silk, Vaisu Besivsa, and he put it in his chest of drawers, in his box. Chazisa Devisu, his wife saw it, Sabraha the Itza Kamaisava, she said this is his first wife. The Holy Kazmanashala, he's not forgetting her, and she was rather not happy about that. Shagra Tanura, she lit up the fire of a kolsa, and she burnt the skull. Hainuduksiv, Zayz Vayr Acheres. So this punishment saved him from being listed in Ein L'Chelik L'Elam Abba. Rashi. Shem Rav Chiya bar Avua Sh'nischapar Sh'leinitin L'Kvura, because he wasn't buried. B'chol Hanim Neymal L'Imanu, why weren't they counted? L'Imanu V'ya El Mahanach Dav Rishom Gemurim. We're only asking from those of Rishom Gemurim K'dekashinu L'il Ochas Chasim Asatayra. Right, we're only asking about those kings that really should have earned their place here. Zayiz V'oid Nekamet Nasuzba Kvar, and the Kama was done already. V'oid Acheres Tasuzba. Preda, Kach Shumay, that is his name. Sivsis Argates is a box. Yes. Yes. What is that? Yes, go on.
No, I just want to say is that some doctor pulled the plug.
Well, that story, okay, I don't know. I don't vouch for the authenticity of that story, yes.
I'm not bringing this down, that's a waste of time. But I'm trying to say is, the more, who's to determine, maybe the more busha you get, or the more, the better.
The more busha one gets, right? One you didn't mean to say you get, one gets.
Well, I'm not sure, I mean, I wouldn't say that. So that's my question. Meaning that, because these things happen, though, that's enough to say, I'm not going to count him in, right?
That's what the Gemara said. Agreed.
This is all Hashem.
We're not arguing.
This is all Hashem's.
We're not arguing. Not an argument. Tanya, the Gemara didn't say differently. Agreed. One never knows what Yisurim one has to suffer in the world in order to get exonerated, and sometimes something's necessary, and we should let Halacha take its course.
We're saying now, because two things happened,
he didn't get listed.
Right.
So what are you saying? Say exactly what you said. It's agreeing with what you said.
Maybe that's not enough. Maybe he still should be listed.
But the Gemara says it was enough.
I
can't tell you. The Gemara says it was enough. He's trying to tell the Gemara maybe they got it wrong. I don't know. You can write them a letter. You can write it into your Gemara. I don't know what to tell you to do.
This is Hashem's what's it called, cheshbon.
Right, but the Chazal knew it. You know, and I don't. Chazal knew that this was enough. So what am I supposed to tell them, that they're wrong? Chas v'shalom. They say this is enough. You know, it used to be, people used to go to a gadol and say, I did this and this avera. What do I do to get kapara? And the gadol gave them a thing to do to get kapara. Now, do you think that when he got upstairs, he still got punished? The government told him, do this and this and this, and you'll be exonerated. Right? So he knew what was necessary to be done. There's a whole section in the Mekubalim, I believe in the Reishis Chachma, that talks about how many fasts a person has to fast over the different kinds of Averis. So I'm asking you, if a person keeps it, which by the way is almost literally impossible, but let's say he does keep it, and he gets upstairs, they're going to still throw it at him? I mean, the Reishis Chachma told him, do this and you're out of here. So why should I say they don't know? They do know. We don't know. There's a tshuva in Ramesha about a woman asking him what to do for tshuva, and he writes her what to do, and she'll be totally exonerated. So Ramesha's saying, trust me, I'm telling you how to get out of it. So there are people that do know. So you can't ask the question, maybe they don't know. That's what they're paid the big bucks for. They know, right? This is the daily Israel. They do know. I don't know. They know. I don't know. The Night of Yehuda has a tshuva. One of the most famous tshuvas, Night of Yehuda, is about a case of a person. It's a person who lived with his mother-in-law. What he has to do tshuva. It's a horrendous story because to get tshuva, he has to get his father-in-law to be meichel him. Because without getting his father-in-law to be meichel him, he can't do tshuva. It's a marriage for noble chaverai. He asked his mother-in-law and his father-in-law. So part of the tshuva is to get his father-in-law to be meichel him. Besides for that, the Yehuda writes a whole thing to do to get tshuva. Now, when he does that thing, he will be totally exonerated. That's what the Yehuda wrote it for. Well, if not, it's stuck because the Yehuda made up the Yehuda and Kippur Mechaper. So he has to go ask the Mechila with 10 people. There's a process to do. Rather embarrassing process, and it might work. And at the end of the day, his father still might have been meichel, but he doesn't have to worry about it. It's a halacha in Rambam. What happens if a person does something against somebody else, and he can't get the guy to be meichel? So there's a process to go through, and after a person genuinely does that process, he doesn't have to worry about the chayt anymore. But there's a tshuva in Yehuda. There's a tshuva in Ramesha. Ramesha writes a more recent 20th century story. Where a woman did something that she shouldn't have done, and she's trying to figure out how to clear her slate. So he writes a whole tshuva to her. So there are ways to do this. You know, Gedolei Yisrael know how to do this. Yes.
You're
not going to take me back there. I can't do this. Not right. I mean, I went through the whole thing. Oh, you mean it because you smelled the tshuva? I didn't mention it. Thank you for bringing it up. They bring down from here that the machlokes tanoim whether Yishmael did tshuva or not. That which we say Yishmael did tshuva is a matter of question. That's what they bring down because it is Gemara. Yes. Right. This is week's parsha. This week's parsha. Right. Dr. Gemara Vayit. Tanya Amar Reb Shimon Elazar. Shu atayv beinecha sisi ma'ois. Shu ma'ois nachem achlo shulchanoi. We're going to show a progression of misdeeds, and I hate to use the word when I talk about people that are so much bigger than we were, Chizkiyo HaMelech. But we see a progression of things that ended up costing us galus, meaning ended up leading us into galus. Chizkiyo said, Hatayu Beinecha Sisi, I did the good in your eyes. Chazal say, he shouldn't have said that. You don't tell the Rabbi Nishlam, and I was a good boy. He told the Rabbi Nishlam, I was a good boy. The Rabbi Nishlam had tightness on him. Mar said earlier in Sanhedrin, because he did that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, you're being saved in the schus of David. So obviously, he shouldn't have said, and I did what was right. By saying that, it led him to ask Ma'ais. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him that he'd be healed, he asked for a sign. And when he asked for a sign, what happened was the sun went back 10 steps. So Bladen ben Bladen saw it and sent him a present. As remember, he sent him that letter. And he sent him a present as well. When the emissaries of Babel came, he showed off his treasure house. He showed off his treasure house, or he did other things, as we will see momentarily, which the Rabbi Nishlam didn't want him to do as well. I don't know why. I don't know what was wrong with showing off his treasure house, but it seems that it was not the appropriate thing to do, to go show the emissaries of Babel what, look how rich we are over here. And by doing that, it led down the road, and it ended up that his children became in Galus in Bavel. Now, does that mean this is the cause of Galus? I doubt it. I don't think Chazal is saying this is why Klal Yisrael went to Galus. But I think what it's saying is that Chizkiyo's doing this ended up, that it ended up being Bavel, and that his own children ended up being servants to the king because of what he did. I don't think it's talking about Klai Yisrael as a whole, but it's talking about personally his own children serving Melech Bavel, referring to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, or at least according to one man, the according to another man, the Daniel, who was a descendant and ended up, or descendant of Malchus Beit David of Yehuda, and ended up serving there. Let's do it inside. Mishwatai Benecha Sisi, he got to Ma'ois. What sign will there be? Mishuma Ois, Nachum Ochel Al Shulchanai. Goyim ate around his table. So Shanachum Ochel Al Shulchanai, Garam Galus Labanov, he caused Galus this children. Sailor the Chiskiya, the Makiski, come as Zamanai, the Kacham Lutan Basin, Mishamish Olof, when a white to go into his house and serves him, Garam Galus Labanov, meaning unnecessarily. There's no business deal, there's no benefit to be had. Stam to invite a guy, Ibn Avedis Kachavim, and Ibn Avedis Zara, and to treat him with respect when it's not necessary, causes Galus his own children. Shememar, Mnecha Sheyetzim Mcha Sheyetzim that you will give birth to, Yikhu, they will be taken by Sweetsim, and they will be officers, the Hechel Melech Bavel. Catch up with Rashi. The Rashi? Yes. There was Machlokes earlier what Sarisa meant. But what my name said earlier. Rashi, Bishulma, Atay Bash Ois, Bishul Chitzki, Sheshibach, Es Atmei, Praise, Dama Atay Benecho, Sisi, Garam Lo Yishama, Ma Ois, He said, Ma Ois, Ki Elu Beis Hashem. Sheshol Ois, Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yes Ois, Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shavera, Gerera, Savera. Achlu Nachum, Ashukhan, Oisim, Sheshalach, Lo Mereidach, Blad, and Svarim, U Mincha, Ayadam, through them. That's the Gemara Vaiter. Or they have one more Rashi. And Chizkiya, the Minim, the Kaman, Ishta Ishkas Aleim. Chizkiya's wife, the queen, served them. Gairam Galus, the Chizkiya, by Yisamach Aleim, Chizkiya, by Yairam, and he showed them his base, the Chizkiya, his treasure house. Chizkiya, by Srei, by Necha, Sheetim, Mucha, Yikhu, by Yisrisim, Bechim, by Lugbavo, it seems it was a Taina. Does he say in the bottom what was wrong with Chizkiya showing them his treasure house? I didn't notice anything on that. Did anybody, did you see anything? Did he say anything about him? No, he doesn't say anything. Talk to Gemara about it. Vayishma aleihem Chizkiya. Now, we have the word Vayishmach. In the Pasuk, it says Vayishma aleihem Chizkiyo. Chizkiyo, like, was happy with them. Enjoyed them. Vayareim, and he showed them as kol beis nechaysai. The Gemara is going to explain what Beis Nechaysa is. Es HaKetev, Es HaZov, Es HaSamim, and the spices, Es Shemen HaTov. Right? He showed them. I'm a rabbi, my Beis Nechaysa, Ishta Hishkas Aleim. Beis Nechaysa refers to his wife. Nechaysa means where he was lacking. A woman was made out of the part that's missing in the man, meaning she was part of man, she was taken from man, so she's called, the part removed is his wife. So she fed, she gave them to drink. Shmuel Amar Beis Ganazav Haralam, he showed him his treasure house. Beis Ganazav Zin Oichel Zin. Metal, he showed him a metal that can cut metal. Haralam. Ben Yairas has an interesting shot. He says that Chizkiyahu was aware that there's a gzeira on his children to serve a Melech Bavel. And he wanted to remove it by his wife serving them now. They should be yoyt to the fact that Malchus Beis David has to serve Melech Bavel. That's what his intention was. But it backfired because he got punished for doing it. But his intention, the Ben Yehuda says, was to, he saw that one day Malchus Beis David would have to serve Melech Bavel, and he decided that maybe if he can get his wife to serve them now, he would be yaitzit and be able to take it off. And he wasn't able to. That's what the Ben Yehuda says. Rashi, Ishtai Shikas Aleim, he atzma bezegas lem, she mixed the drinks. Vayinu beis nechaysa lo shemenaka, remove, subtract. Hashem tzela shenipchasim in adam, the side that was removed from the person, v'memena nivra isha, the woman was created. Beis negnazah lachim v'tagamina beis genizayu, his treasure houses. Menachem poster b'machvartoy, Menachem in his booklet translates beis genazah as loshes tamamonim, where they store the expensive spices, k'may nechays utzvi v'loit. Zin Eichel Zin can come parzula to show the parzula metal that that hurts metal. That's come back to Eicha Yashva Badad. How did the city sit forlorn? Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Eichanim. Why did they get punished with Eicha? Why did they get punished? They should abru al shilushim b'sheish kriyas shebatayra. Eichos b'gematria 36. If one wants to know why Yerushalayim said badad, it's because eicha. They were over the 36 chayvei kriyas. Am Rabbi Yechon b'mamal loku ba'aluf beis. Why is eicha written in aluf beis? Right, it's written in order of alphabetical order the psukim. They should abru al tayra shenitna ba'aluf beis because they transgressed tayra which was given in the alphabet. Rashi. The Rashi Eicha Lamed Vav Begematria Lamed Vav Krisus Bekrisus Choshev Lu and Krisus It lists them Lachu Baalabes Shkol Megillus Eicha Sidura Baalabes. The whole Megillus Eicha is organized in Alabes. That's the Gemara Vayter. Amar But Yash. Chayv Krisus things that are Chayv Karis. There are 36 of them in the Torah. That's the Gemara Vayter. Amar Rav Yash Rabadet. Amar Rav Rabbi Yechon Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ani Amayti Vayishki So Betach Chayzo Should Rest Securely Badet and Yaakov Alone. And Yaakov means the what? Just like Yaakov. And Larry's Belgium is serious to the land of grain and wine. I've some of Yaakov's toe. Skies will drip tall dew. Akshav, because they were over the Torah, ye have badad meshavam. Instead of sitting securely badad, they are sitting without security badad. Nobody cares about them. They have no allies. Rashi betach badad sheyashim yechidim einim esharim. They should sit alone and not be afraid. Lemin anachrum lemin chayes ras. Back to the Gemara. Ha'ir rabatiyam, a city with a great amount of population. That's what Yerushalayim was. Amar Rav Amar Biyechon shemasim tana legadol legdadol lekatan. They should learn banim harbe. They made marriages where older men married younger women, and younger men married older women. Now older doesn't mean aged, and younger doesn't mean ktanim. It means of the childbearing years, they had older men who were able to conceive, impregnate women better because at a certain point, the zera becomes more potent. Marry younger women whose body is not able to conceive as fast. But because they're marrying men who have a better ability to impregnate, their chances of pregnancy goes up. And older women whose body can conceive better marry younger men whose zera is not as potent, but because the woman has the ability to conceive, will conceive anyway, even though it's not as mavushal. That's Rashi's version, which I guess means potency. That's what they used to do in order to increase having more children. Today, Shila Bonam Harbe. Rashi, Rabasiyam, Amshim Esraba Bahiluch Yaisim Esharam. Population growth higher than any other nation. Tana Lagodal Shikh Mazera Shokatan Einim Mavushal. It's not seasoned, it's not ripe. The Einim Mazrian, it doesn't have the ability to impregnate Mari quickly, Kisho Godl. The Kimbechim Shoktana, the womb of a Ktana Einim Kaletis Mari Kisho Gdaila, cannot conceive as fast as a Gdaila. No, they did this as in good times, this is a good thing. Shows the, why they had population growth. The Fizuk Messiah and Gdaila Lakutan, they married a Gdaila to Gdaila, Tezar Mabushal today. He changes the girsa to tezare kailut maher, that his zera, which is not as mavusho, should still be kailut. Tana legadul, the yishik vazare kailut maher. But like tana lekutin, sheshayim melahaylin, it will take him longer to give birth. But like cutting the tana mamish, we're not talking about young, very young. Elishayim the mapirkim, they're ready of age. Veruyin hein lahaylin. Miu ein zera shalom mavusho kolkach. It's not as ripe. It's not as able. Therefore, they basically mixed ages to produce as many children as they could.
Destruction of the Mikdash was the worst thing that could happen, and it says either because of the three cardinal sins or because of whatever. But now Yeshua Bada is becoming, oh, the reason for that, Klaus did all of the stuff, did everything wrong. Well, what's the worst? What's worse?
Well, the destruction of the Mikdash and the Badad. Not, it's not tied together. There are different aspects of the punishment.
Worse.
I don't know, I can't answer that. How you say Kamana? I'm reviewed on a rab Kamana like a widow, below Amana Mamish. Like a woman whose husband went away but is planning to come back. Now, here it is, Machlokes Mefarshim, whether this is meant beneficially or derogatory, meaning this is good or bad. Most Mefarshim seem to learn a widow is worse than a woman that his husband left town, because she's married and the other one is not married. Others say a woman whose husband left indefinitely is worse off than a widow because she has no opportunity to remarry and at the same time is not benefiting from marriage. Her husband's gone indefinitely. So one can learn either way over here. But basically it's saying is the Rabbi Nishim didn't divorce us, nor are we widowed from him. He just has left us indefinitely till we do tshuva. But Rabbasi Bagoyim, we were the greatest among the nations. Sarasi Bamdinos, we ruled in the countries. Amravam Rabbi Yechanan, Kamakim Shein Hokim Nasim Sarim Ladinayim. Wherever the Jews go, they become the officers. Right, take a look at the United States Supreme Court. Basically, Jews become Sarim Ladinayim wherever they end up going, and but that's a Milo Sarn is not being discussed over here.